control of the airwaves here, toll-free, as we launch into the third hour of the program. Still to come, the rest of the story that we started at the beginning of the show and have since been completely derailed from, which is totally fine. That's the way this show is supposed to go.
Indeed, that's how it goes.
We like going off the rails. So please, call in, bring up anything that's on your mind, 855-450-FREE. Many, the majority, actually, of our callers tonight have been availing themselves of Skype. You can also Skype into us at username lrn.fm. And we're going to continue with a Skype call. We actually have Kurt on the line in Michigan. And, Kurt, you had, for our listeners just tuning in, you had pointed out that previously you'd made the assertion that you believe that there is basically kind of a sea change in public opinion regarding
an awakening,
a critical mass, as you described it, of dissatisfaction with the state. You were relaying to us some personal experiences you had recently that you say bolsters your case. There was a music store where you had more than one conversation with people that you found very pleasant. One guy even advocated the abolishment of the Federal Reserve. And go ahead with your story.
Well, I also, I make sure I do have, a voice that carries, and I like to speak just a little louder than I normally would, so that, because I realize that sometimes the conversation just isn't for the person you're having it with. Sometimes it's for the person who is standing off to the side, right?
Yep, sure.
So the next one was not so much a dissatisfaction, but more, like I said, of awakening thing. I've taken to, when we get a pizza delivery, to give the pizza deliverer a choice. I have in one hand a $5 bill, and I see the value of it. You can go and exchange it for some food or some gas and spend it right away. But in the other hand, I have a pre-1964 quarter and a pre-1964 dime.
Okay.
So they're worth about the same, but the piece of paper will be worth less in the long term, and this will be worth more in the long term.
Probably true, yeah.
Didn't take me but two deliveries to get a pre 20-year-old kid to take that silver. And we talked about the Federal Reserve a little bit, and I was really surprised. So I asked him if he'd ever heard about Free Talk Live, and he said no, which I actually was kind of surprised about. So I turned him on to that. We touched on education. I turned him on to School Sucks podcast as well.
Wow, man. That's a cool way to get a conversation started. I bet if you handed him a bud of marijuana or a $5 bill, he would have had a tough choice there, too.
Why the pizza guy bigotry?
It's actually true.
He was a clean-cut, hard-working kid. He was not that pot smokers aren't, but I mean, he was working 60 hours a week.
Yeah, wow.
Full-time and then this part-time. But so anyway, also, you know that I'm a postal employee, right?
Yeah, sure.
And I'm the person through whom you mail out your packages and from whom you purchase your stamps.
Okay.
And I receive upwards of a dozen military packages a day. And this is, going out to active service military members. And this is in a small to medium-sized town, about 25,000. And I'm staunchly against the war. I'm against all modern war, but it's an exercise in mass murder. You can go after whomever wronged you, but if you kill even one innocent person, it's a crime.
Yep, okay.
Collateral damage is just another word for a crime. It's a murder.
Yep.
So I want, in kind of speaking to all the people out there who are listening who are window clerks, I say this thing every single time one of these packages comes through, and I'd like you all to do the same thing. I hope for the very swift and safe return of everybody you love over there.
That's a nice line.
Yeah, it's the best thing one can say, yeah.
It communicates that you want it to be over ASAP and that you have concern for their loved ones. I like that.
That is, with every single package, I don't care if I've said it to them 150 times before. I want them to understand that in spite of the fact that I do voice an opinion that is anti-war, I want everybody to come back safely.
Right on, man. Well, thanks for sharing that tonight. You might find it interesting that a couple of visitors recently to the area, to here in Keene, came from Oklahoma, and they are also Postal Service employees. And they were concerned, actually, about visiting New Hampshire because they were worried that they might be discriminated against by the people in the Liberty Movement for working for the state. Have you found that to be the case in your experience? I mean, you visited here a lot. This was their first time really visiting.
Right. I started at Porkfest 2008 and been to every Porkfest, mm-hmm. and I've been to the last two Liberty Forums. So that gives me 8 trips there.
Yeah.
After the second trip there, I had already had more, and it was only spending 2 weeks, once, you know, one year and one the next year, I had more solid friends there that I could communicate with than I have here in Michigan.
So I'm guessing that's a no, you were not discriminated against by
Absolutely not.
It's good to know.
Absolutely not.
Hey, Kurt, thanks for sharing. Any other final thoughts you want to share on the idea of this critical mass? I mean, is this going to turn into something? These individual stories that you're sharing, are these people going to somehow adjust their lives or do something differently? Or is it just somebody collecting a little bit of silver and people, grousing?
No, it could very well be. But, I mean, I think it was a little more than grousing. There was actually some intelligent conversation going on there. You know, the person had a grasp of the Federal Reserve and as a 10-bank private entity, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and, I mean, he
That's pretty good.
People are looking into that, and at least he was. And, I mean, we're talking in a state that literally has a right to an education free to the end user, ratified in its constitution.
Well, this one practically does with the Cherish Clause and the Claremont decision.
Thanks for the call, Kurt. Appreciate hearing from you tonight, sir. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Comments, gentlemen, on the idea of a critical mass out there?
Sure. Speaking personally, years ago, when I'm a big talk radio listener, I'm a better talk radio listener than a talk radio host, when I heard some caller call in and say something about the Federal Reserve, I immediately just wrote them off as like tinfoil hat type people. That message didn't draw any water with me.
That was how it was for Free Talk Live when we first were doing this, as I recall.
But the message of liberty is definitely, without a doubt, got a lot more traction these days than it did then. I mean, the landscape is a lot different.
Yeah, okay. I'll admit that I agree that certainly the ideas of liberty are more popular now than ever in my lifetime. I mean, that's certainly a sure thing. I mean, we can look no further than Ron Paul to be one of the big reasons why that's the case.
Yeah, sure.
And, of course, there are many others you can point to over the years who've helped lay the groundwork for what Ron Paul was able to do. I mean, certainly some individuals in the Libertarian Party really putting out the ideas of freedom and helping propagate Ron Paul gave him a good starting foothold for what he did there. But I guess I just, I'm a skeptic. I mean, I'm generally optimistic about the future of liberty, but at the same time, I don't really know what this critical mass is going to turn into. What can it develop into? You know, what sort of...
Well, the only thing that is going to work is if enough people in any given geographic area are convinced of the ideas of liberty.
Well, right. Then you would have a real critical mass where you have geographic critical mass as opposed to, you know, several million people spread out across 300 million all across the country coming to the ideas of liberty and then wondering to themselves, what do I do now? And then going down to the local Ron Paul meetup or Libertarian Party meeting and finding that basically no one's doing anything of any significance to advance these ideas. And I'm making a very general statement. Am I denying that exciting things are happening in certain places? Philadelphia, for instance, with the smoke down prohibitions. Orlando, there was some fun stuff happening there for a little while with jury nullification outreach. I mean, so I can point to certain things, the dancing in Washington, D.C., at the Jefferson Memorial. These are some historic things. Lemonade Liberation Day is sort of a national event. I mean, these are all good things, and they're all things that spread the ideas. But without that concentration in one place, without a real critical mass, I don't think it's really good for too much more than just personal enlightenment, which is valuable, no doubt about it.
Well, I think that you can see more. So in a smaller area, say New Hampshire, mm-hmm. you would need more of a critical mass to be successful because there's this outside influence from every place else. Whereas you would need less of a critical mass sort of on a nationwide conversation in order to see the change. My concern is that the Liberty Movement will be somewhat successful, elect somebody, say, like Rand Paul,
not a libertarian.
Whatever, that those policies will not work, and then you're back to where you started.
More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Calling all makeup lovers. Bare Minerals Foundation just won its 8th Glammy Award for Best Foundation. And to celebrate, we're offering risk-free trials to all women nationwide. That's right. Every woman who calls right now can get a full-size risk-free trial of our number one selling foundation. For yours, call 1-800-953-2358. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. Glamour magazine calls this foundation a magic eraser. Allure, InStyle, and Elle rave about how it's naturally radiant and good for you. Makeup so pure, you can sleep in it. And clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin for all skin types. Join the millions who've already tried Bare Minerals and fallen in love with their skin again. Call now to find out how you can participate in our nationwide risk-free trial and see for yourself. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio-only offer. 1-800-953-2358. 1-800-953-2358.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population, below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free. 855-453. Hey, that's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They include news updates. You may sign up to follow us via email. We also will send out Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter posts. So, you know, maybe we want to ask a question during the show or post some of our show prep. We do that over at news.freetalklive.com, so you can access all of those different options and then follow us in whatever way you prefer. All of it's free. That's news.freetalklive.com.
I'm excited about a company, and that company is called forcefieldenergy.com. Among other reasons, they've got you know, they've got a profit, more than one profit center, but they've got this product called an organic Rankine cycle conversion unit. And they make a unit that is environmentally far safer. It's far more functional than every ORC unit that's currently produced by their competition. They're poised to take over the ORC unit market. And that's a great stock to buy into, especially when they're $5.19 a share. Anybody can go buy FNRG. That's the stock, the ticker symbol of Force Field Energy. But if you've got $25,000 that you're able to invest in a private placement, I think this is a really great place to do it. A private placement will require you to lock your stocks up for 6 months, but you can buy this $5.19 share stock at $4 a share. And I'd like to point out, management of the company has their shares locked up till December the 2014. So farther than you'll have yours locked up, they also own a quarter of the company. This company, I believe, going to go continue to go up. Obviously, stocks involve risk. All investments involve risk. But if you want to get involved in this private placement, click contact us when you go to forcefieldenergy.com and get a hold of them and do it soon. Forcefieldenergy.com. By the way, this private placement is a limited time offer.
All right, let's go back to the phones and the fun. Jamie is in New Jersey, listening via the TuneIn app. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just had a random thought, and I've only had while I'm on hold to think it through myself.
All right, spit it out.
Answer it. What would be the reaction of the Liberty community, as opposed to the standard Republicans, Democrats, if Ron Paul were to run against Rand Paul in the 2016 election?
Wouldn't that be epic? Oh, man, Ron Paul would clean his son's clock. I would love to watch it happen. See, he'd school the boy.
My thought, like I said, I've only had while on hold to think of it, is for all the people who just blow off what Ron Paul says and don't listen and think he's a kook and think libertarians are crazy, I think they'd finally listen, because they would be so shocked. What would drive this man to run against his own son that they might finally listen to what he has to say?
Do you have any evidence that Ron Paul is upset with Rand for what he says or anything?
Not particularly.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't get the impression that Ron's upset about the way Rand
I'd be disappointed
speaks.
With my son if he was talking like that. I mean, this guy, this Rand Paul, is in no way even close to a libertarian. The more that comes out of his mouth, the more ridiculous it is for anyone to call him a libertarian.
You guys are constantly at each other about that. I kind of fall in between the two of you. I definitely agree that you cannot call him a libertarian, Ian. But I'm more to Mark's side in the sense that at least he's better in some ways than everybody else ruling things from Washington.
Yeah, you can say that about any batch of politicians. One of them's going to be better than the others. That still isn't saying much for Rand Paul.
Well, when the Republican primary comes around, if no other Republican that seems like a better choice than Rand is there, presents themselves, Rand will have my vote.
So I think it'd be awesome if Ron Paul ran again. I don't, you know, he said he wasn't going to, basically. I don't know if it was a real firm statement on his part, but he certainly tried to make it sound like that he was out of the game. Although, you never know. I mean, who knows what sort of world events could transpire within the next 3 years or 2 or 3 years to make Ron Paul decide third times, or I guess the fourth time will be the charm, because he did run back in 1988 for the Libertarian Party.
I'm looking up the age of the oldest president, and I'd be willing to bet that Ron Paul is older than any president has been in office at all.
He's like, probably healthier than
all they're
of them
elected.
Too.
I don't disagree with
that
statement.
Like a triathlon guy or something.
But
like
people
that
do vote for presidents for a variety of reasons, and age is among those reasons.
I understand.
Reagan, wasn't Reagan the oldest president?
I'm going to take a look here.
Go ahead, Jamie.
I understand that Ron Paul's been at it a long time, and he's older, and I'm sure he's tired. But I would love to see the momentum that has been gained by him and his supporters, and the tragedy that happened at the Republican convention, but that gave so much publicity. I would hate to see that momentum just fall flat and be done. I think he could garner so much more support than he ever has in 2016.
Well, I appreciate the optimism. I don't share that level of optimism for national politics, but I understand where you're coming from. Jamie, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Thing is, Ron Paul, now I'd be interested to see. I have not looked at the numbers. I would be interested to see how well did Ron Paul do in 2008 compared to 2012 as far as fundraising is concerned. And also, how did he do as far as votes and vote totals were concerned? I'm very curious about that because I don't know if it's really true there's that much momentum that can be sustained after 4 years. Now, I get that people are excited by Ron Paul, that you know Ron Paul has certainly whipped people up and they've come into the Liberty Movement as a result of that. And I think to some extent there's going to be carryover between one election to the next. But I think a lot of times you've got to kind of create that momentum again every 4 years by getting people excited again.
Well, I think what people with Ron Paul, they knew what they were getting, and he was consistent as any politician could. So he would have the largest carryover of politician ever running for president.
Yeah.
Would be the way I would see it.
So you go, Ron Paul 2016. Is it possible? Is it even in the list of the realm of possibilities?
No.
No.
So people shouldn't get their hopes up then, I would say.
No.
On that one.
I would love to see that, just like you, Ian.
Ron versus Rand?
Yeah, when I was in high school, I was on the wrestling team, and I sucked. I never started once. But my twin brother was also on the team, and when the two of us would have, like, challenge matches against each other, everybody loved it. I remember my coach, he got real eager, and it was just, it was just, and I would...
Family feud!
Yeah, exactly. And I would fight harder against my brother than I would against anybody else.
That's because y'all probably fought when you were kids, right?
No.
Well, it's because it was an epic match. It was an important match.
You guys didn't fight, though? A lot of brothers fight when they grow up.
No, because we were twins, so we were simpatico.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there any way to tell you apart at all? Like, are your voices the same? Or
as we've grown up, we've become less and less similar looking.
Is he on Facebook? Can you pull up a picture?
Yeah, sure. I'll show you a picture.
Can we share his picture on our Facebook so everybody else can see?
Yes.
Right, a picture of you two together recently?
No. Well, maybe, yes. I think I can find that.
That'd be even better. All right. So more coming up here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We continue here at 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free number that allows you to bring up whatever's on your mind. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
The NSA. We will continue the story where they attack LibertyManiacs.com. It's a great site where you can go and get various liberty-oriented apparel. We will tell you what the NSA went after them for and get deeper into that story. We just kind of scratched the surface on it at the very first segment of the show tonight, so we'll continue that next.
Somebody else who loves Liberty Maniacs apparel, Jason Osborne of SACL CAI. He does a podcast also. It's called SchoolSucksProject.com. And if you go to SchoolSucksProject.com, you can check out their YouTube channel and watch the controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous, which explains the worst-case scenario that follows the overnight disappearance of the government. The ending will shock you. SchoolSucksProject.com.
So the NSA has sent a threatening letter to the folks over at Liberty Maniacs. Their attorneys at the NSA have threatened them over their new T-shirts that I guess they're a couple months old now at this point. But two months ago is when this happened, where they got a threatening letter demanding that the products be taken down. The product is a T-shirt with the NSA logo on it, but they've changed some key text in the logo. Instead of United States of America at the bottom, it says, "Peeping while you're sleeping." And then below that, the shirt's statement is, "The NSA, the only part of government that actually listens." According to the story at WND.com, 2 months ago, they sent this threatening note. They forced their host to take down the shirts. At the issue is the NSA logo. In an interview with Ben Swan, the president of LibertyManiacs.com, Dan McCall, explained his decision to use this logo. He said that he was just basically trying to visually take the most obvious direction of pointing at them that I could. I just tried to adulterate it a little and put in a few jabs in there, and that would be it. After the shirt went on sale, the NSA sent them a series of cease and desist orders in June seeking to halt further sales of the items. McCall commented at the time that, quote, "Well, on the positive side, I could get the unenviable honorific of being the first man to receive a cease and desist from the NSA for telling a joke." The online retailer Zazzle.com subsequently yanked the shirt from its site, giving this explanation, quote,
Unfortunately, it appears that your product, the NSA, contains content that is in conflict with one or more of our acceptable content guidelines. We'll be removing this product from the Zazzle Marketplace shortly. Policy notes. Design contains an image or text that may infringe on intellectual property rights. We have been contacted by the intellectual property right holder, and we will be removing your product from Zazzle's marketplace due to infringement claims.
We are a bunch of chickens.
Unquote. Yep, that's pretty much true, which is, you know, it's kind of the difficulty of using these corporate suppliers, right? Like, I've heard good things about Zazzle in comparison to Cafe Press, but now Liberty Maniacs is using Cafe Press. We'll see what they decided to do here in a moment. So, you know, there's only so many of these kind of big companies. Facebook, obviously, is out there, and these people provide a valuable service. In the case of Zazzle or Cafe Press, it allows you to essentially have one-off product orders, so you don't have to carry a bunch of inventory
sure.
in your basement or something like that. If a client comes to your website and they order a t-shirt with your logo on it, these companies will print it on demand, ship it for you. They do all the product fulfillment and manufacturing, and you don't have to think about it. And for somebody that's running a small business and you want to sell a product, it's nice to not have to think about and deal with shipping products. It's a hassle. Let me tell you, we did it recently with the Free Talk Live amp, the exclusive amp t-shirt.
Hassle.
Big hassle. We didn't have the ordering system. We had to manually take orders and, you know, manually go down and ship everything out and package and ship all that stuff. So what did Zazzle's spokesperson say? Well, she told WND, this is Diana Adair, that her company couldn't comment on the specifics of this incident, but issued a prepared statement saying, quote, "While Zazzle does not manually review all designs that are uploaded, when a product is brought to our attention that violates our terms of service, we take swift action to remove it. We encourage the Zazzle community to use our platform to share their creativity, and we ask that they continue to maintain an open dialogue with us to ensure Zazzle features only the highest quality merchandise for our customers." The call told Swan it wasn't just one NSA t-shirt that got the hook from Zazzle. In terms of shirts, he said, two and then maybe four or five bumper stickers were pulled down. He noted, basically anything remotely relating to the NSA was taken down. So I'm not sure if that was subsequently a blanket policy that Zazzle themselves put up because they don't want to deal with the hassle and they didn't want to spend time interpreting each thing knowing they would run into problems, or if they were plugged into NSA legal and they were watching things as they go. I mean, it's really Zazzle just wanting to avoid a lawsuit.
It sounds like it.
Yeah, but he added that NSA's action is clearly a violation of his First Amendment right to free speech, and I agree. He said that First Amendment issues affect everybody, and it specifically affects everybody who's expressing themselves. Any artist, whether on the right or left or in the middle or whatever side, if you're not allowed to express yourself artistically or in many other ways, we have taken a turn for the worse. And when you're expressing yourself artistically, using existing artwork, using existing logos and things like that, for the purposes of parody, should be completely legal. Like, under the whole copyright paradigm in the first place, this was obviously not an NSA t-shirt. It was not masquerading as though right. It were the NSA.
Nobody's going to put this on and say, I worked for the NSA, I'm going to slip into Quantico or
right.
whatever.
That, you know, that's where the charge impersonating a police officer comes from. When you are, you know, putting on the apparel of a police officer and acting as though you're a police officer, that's one of the things they get upset about. But if you're at a Halloween costume party.
Right, you're wearing the sexy cop outfit yeah. with the short skirt, you know, you're not going to get mistaken. I can tell you, I didn't fool anybody with that thing.
Right. Nice. Context matters. And it'll be interesting to see if we ever get any issues over the CopBlock badges they're selling over at CopBlock.org. The individually numbered badges, which are, by the way,
you
selling.
Say badges don't grant rights or something on them?
Yeah, badges don't grant extra rights. But you've got to get pretty close to that badge to see
sure.
what it says. So from a distance, it could be interpreted as somebody trying to impersonate the police. But, you know, details matter in this case. And the details in this are that this is a parody shirt. So it should be completely okay. But which is why it's sad that a company like Zazzle backs away and, you know, wimps out and takes all these products offline. So anyway, in the video news report about the case, Swan admitted that this is a story I had a hard time believing until I looked into it myself. What you need to know is that because the work put out by Liberty Maniacs is clearly a parody, it's not copyright infringement. According to both the Electronic Freedom Foundation and the American Bar Association, quote, parody is recognized as a type of fair use, like other commentary and criticism, and courts recognize that a parody must often take recognizable elements from the work it comments upon.
Obviously, this what you need to know thing is one of Ben Swan's kind of hooks. It's what you need to know. It has that very newsy feel to it. I love it.
He's great at what he does.
The case has also caught the attention of Mark Gibbs of Computer World, who calls the NSA's actions monstrously wrong. First of all, he says, I'm amazed that any U.S. government agency can get away with claiming violation of their intellectual property rights when they are, in reality, part of us, and we the people paid for said intellectual property. Of course, that's just the line that they use. You and I, we're not the government. That's them.
Yes.
It's a group of men and women who are trying to control your life and are relatively successful at it.
Generally, when you pay an employee to create intellectual property on the company time,
it's yours.
It's yours. This is, i.e., the David Letterman situation decades ago with the world's most dangerous band. Yes, David Letterman and his friend Paul could go work for the other company, whatever that might be, but you're going to have to leave the intellectual property behind. So, since we are supposedly the taxpayers are supposedly the people paying for it, and we definitely are the ones paying for it, but the difference is that we're being robbed of our money at force of threat, and so therefore these government agencies can create any kind of intellectual property is the claim that they want.
So go after those ripoff artists in England or France should they dare to illegally use the hallowed logos of U.S. government agencies, but going after U.S. citizens for parody, Gibbs noted. Secondly, I'm even more amazed that the NSA doesn't recognize the inherent PR problem they've created by a bureaucratic response to something that, given the negative publicity they're already receiving, can only make them look even more devious and manipulative than we now think that they are, which is a brand new realization for most Americans. Of course, does the NSA really care about PR?
It doesn't seem like it.
I mean, they're funded, and they're going to be funded for the future, regardless of what you think about them.
Yeah, it seems like NSA's just not that concerned about their PR.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-453. But what has happened? What has Dan McCall from LibertyManiacs.com done? Well, you probably can already guess. I did hint at it earlier. 855-450-FREE. I'll link over on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus where you can get the new shirts because they're still available. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Your call's next.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation. Protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Hushstep.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We might be able to sneak your call in if you make it now. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. and enjoy the features that we share with you there. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you will find, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So whatever you need to buy, you can probably find it there at shop.freetalklive.com. Again, entering Amazon through those links results in a portion going to Free Talk Live. We continue here. The NSA story, they are attacking with legal threats, libertymaniacs.com for having a t-shirt basically poking fun at the NSA, calling them the only part of government that actually listens. The NSA, peeping while you're sleeping. These are fun shirts. And, of course, the government people don't like fun very much. And if you're having fun without paying them, they usually get pretty upset. And especially if you're having fun at their expense, boy, do they get upset about that. So they've threatened Liberty Maniacs. They've also then threatened Zazzle.com, which is who he was using to manufacture the shirts. Zazzle chickened out and pulled the products. So he switched, according to the story here at WND.com. Let's see here. He says that the NSA has no legal leg to stand on, the 800-pound gorilla, and can flex its muscles for what is, with respect to its budget, a trivial cost. At Liberty Maniacs, McCall has referred to executives at the NSA as jerks, and he's not backing down in his battle to sell his merchandise. I love this about liberty-oriented merchants. They are so much more courageous in general than the average business owner. This guy's willing to take a risk here. At LibertyManiacs.com, McCall has referred, he is marketing the censored shirts and related parody items through another online platform at Cathay Press. In an ironic twist, while the NSA is claiming copyright infringement, the agency itself is allegedly using without permission an image for its top-secret data mining program known as PRISM. As the WND reported in June, PRISM, which stands for Protect, Respond, Inform, Secure, and Monitor, is the NSA's massive spy program scouring email and phone records. Its official logo has reportedly been purloined from Adam Hart Davis, formerly of the BBC program Tomorrow's World. Adam's son, Damon Hart Davis, has said in a Register newspaper that the image is free for use as long as there's acknowledgement of the source and a link to the material online.
That's Creative Commons?
Something like that, yep. Neither of which has been provided by the NSA. So, of course, it's okay for them to take and utilize a copyrighted image, or in this case, Creative Commons image that has certain requests that go along with it. And what are you going to do? Sue the NSA?
Yeah.
How possible is that?
That'll be fun.
So we'll keep you in the loop here. Of course, maybe it'll only be a matter of time before the NSA sends a threatening letter to Cathay Press and forces them to take down the product. But for now, LibertyManiacs.com is still selling these NSA shirts, and I imagine they're selling hotter than ever thanks to all of this this controversy. So really, the NSA probably did them a favor by doing this.
You know, I wonder what it would be, as a foreign person, what would it be like to try to sue the NSA in order to get your, you know, whatever your just desserts are for your intellectual property. In this case, they're allowing people to use the intellectual property as long as they acknowledge where it comes from. Mm-hmm. How can one show damages in this circumstance? So what are the damages? How can this cost be recouped? Can you imagine? I mean, you know, the United States government can fight and fight and fight all they want to fight.
Oh, yeah.
So, and the NSA is a scary organization. What are they going to do to this guy? That's one of the reasons why organizations like this should follow the rules, is because no one can really hold them accountable because they're frightening as they could possibly be.
Jeremy's on the line in Rhode Island. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, and Mark.
And Johnny Ray. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, and Johnny Ray. I was thinking...
Hey, bro.
Howdy. So there are democratic societies across the world. It seems, you know, only in the past 30, 40 years, you know, maybe even more so in the past 10, that these democratic societies have instituted a lot more gun control. And my question to you guys is, what do you think is going to happen? Because we look at gun control as, you know, the immediate impact. But what about 500 years from now, when where you have populaces that are not allowed to have any firearms at all, and only the government has them? What happens 100 years, 200 years, 500 years down the line?
Hard to say what would occur. I mean, currently, I think that it doesn't, you don't even need to get that far from a generation for people not to really understand. I have a next door neighbor who's, older gentleman in his 70s, maybe 80s, and he used to carry a gun to school in order to shoot things to bring home to eat. It was common to check your gun in at school and put it in the closet. And I can't imagine people even thinking of, this is an unthinkable situation now.
Okay, so I have an answer for you, Jeremy. I can't say I know a whole lot about this, but what came to mind is, well, let's look at what already has happened. In Japan, the first country that I thought of when I thought no guns, right? Because I've heard that only the government guys, for the most part, have guns in Japan. And indeed, according to Wikipedia, it was starting in the 17th century that the government imposed very restrictive controls on the small number of gunsmiths in the nation, thereby ensuring almost total prohibition of firearms. Japan in the post-war period has had gun regulation, which is strict in principle. Gun licensing is required and is heavily regulated by the National Police Agency of Japan. The weapons law begins by stating that no one shall possess a firearm or firearms or sword or swords. You can't even have a sword in Japan.
Swords are a big deal. And I don't think people in the West really respect what a killing weapon it is.
So there are some exceptions. So maybe you could argue that this isn't a total ban and that there are some exceptions in Japan. But I think that's probably one of the things you could point to say, well, here's a society that for the most part doesn't really have them. Does that bring anything else to the table for discussion? Jeremy?
No, I mean, I guess that it's just something I was thinking about.
Yeah, I mean, the people who support gun rights, and I'm one of them, I support your right to have whatever kind of weapons to defend yourself that you darn well feel like. But, a lot of people will say, well, it's going to lead to mass slaughter because they're going to round up the guns and then round up the people they don't like. And, well, I don't know if they've done that.
It's a pretty cow populace.
I'm trying to go from the, assumption that, government loves me and, they love us right now and they might disarm us, but it's because they love us so much. But what about... how long? There was an article, LA Times, I think. Two sheriff's deputies off duty at a campground. They were, one had loud music, and they ended up shooting into the air. Didn't realize that they were sheriff's deputies, and that's just the way police and government handle situations right now is so abusive. And even if we kept some, I'm not going with the conspiracy theory with, they're going to kill us all, but it kind of opens up the door where incrementally I mean, what is human nature with control? When someone has that monopoly on a force, to that extent, generation after generation, what would be their incentive not to?
Well, I mean, Americans are pretty docile today, and they still own firearms. So, I mean, I don't know if it would be that different. Thanks for the call, though, Jeremy. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Amos, listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hey, Amos.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that you know, in some of these catalogs, I even purchased one. You could buy, like, a hat and T-shirt that had Central Intelligence Agency. They had their official logo on it. You know, you've seen these T-shirts that had U.S. Mm-hmm. Army, Marine Corps, Navy.
I like the female body inspector one.
Talking about parodies. He's talking about, like, ones that are actual, but they're not officially licensed, is what you're saying.
They can't have it. That's in the public domain. I don't see how they can copyright or, I mean, put a trademark on any of that kind of stuff.
They've arrested people for, like, police departments for using logos of the police department without their permission. They have arrested people for those things.
Well, they've tried to go. Some government agencies have tried to go after people for simply quoting laws. They claim the laws themselves are copyright, and you can't quote them.
Crazy.
It's insane.
You see the FDNY's caps and all that stuff.
Yep. Sure.
Yeah.
Yes, as long as your product is elevating the state people don't really have a problem with you making money necessarily from their logo. It's the products that are bringing down the state through parody and through laughter. Those are the ones that they want to target.
And oh yeah,
there you go. Amos, thanks for your call, man. Yeah. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight, Johnny Ray. We are not going to get on to your game of the week here on the radio. However, I'm wondering if you would like to stay after for an extended edition, maybe, you know, a few minutes later. We'll do a little podcast version of Johnny Ray's game of the week.
No, not necessarily.
Really? Okay. All right, fine then. I was trying to give you a little bit extra time. I thought our listeners might enjoy it, but you're telling them you're too busy, you've got to run, you've got important things to do.
No, I'll do it, though.
You will do it? All right, great. So tease us. What is the game of the week?
It's Blindscape. I got the tip-off from Benjamin Bartholomew Grant.
Blindscape?
Yes, sir.
You will tell us more. If you're a podcast listener, you will hear it. If you're on the radio, you'll have to grab the podcast later at freetalklive.com.
What about the stream?
Streamies, SLO, you have to grab the podcast, too. All right. See you in moments if you're on the podcast. Otherwise, tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
Who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.